Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Listen, Monday mailbag. We dig into our emails every week, drive@jacarandafm.com, if you ever do want to get in touch. And try and help if you've got a problem. Today's is interesting.
Very. Kan ek maar lees?
Lees hom.
Hi, Drive team.
Hi.
I've been struggling with something recently and I was hoping you could help me out. I'm 30. A 30-year-old woman. I've been married for 2 years. Before we got married, my husband and I decided we didn't want kids. We love our nieces, our nephews, and our friends' children, but we have never wanted our own kids. And now that we've been married for some time, we are being bombarded by the usual question, when are you having kids? When we tell people we don't plan on having any, ever, emphatically, we are always met with the same responses. You're too young to know what you want, but it's the greatest joy you'll ever know. We try to explain our reasoning, but people always try and convince us that we'll regret it. And we respect others' choice to have children, but it never seems like we are granted the same courtesy. How can we make people understand that this dream is not for anyone? Appreciate any advice you can give. Anon.
I mean,
that's heavy.
It is heavy. So that's where we need your help this afternoon. If you're a grown-up, an adult, and you've decided in your relationship that you're not going to have children, what is the reaction you get from people? Do you end up having those same conversations as well? How does your family take it? You know, do you lose friends over it? Because all of a sudden, you know, if four people in the friendship group all have kids at a similar time, in yay at knee, it becomes very difficult to maintain that kind of socializing because you want to go and do grown-up things and they end up talking about the kids and organizing play dates and you're a little excluded. And some people simply will not have it. They're like, if you're not a parent, you're not doing grown-up things right.
Yeah, because there's an order to your life. So as soon as you start dating, then 2 years later or a year later, wanneer gaan julle verloof raak? Dan wanneer julle verloof raak, julle het dit nou. When's the wedding? Then once the wedding is, they'll leave you alone for like 6-7 months and then they're going to start saying. Then once you've had your first kid, then they say, oh my, when they're getting a friend?
Yeah.
No. So there's this whole concept now about being voluntarily child-free.
Yes.
But there are some people that unfortunately are involuntarily child-free, whether it's medical, whether it's financial, whether it's what to call.
Yeah.
But it was means.
I think that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about people who've made the decision, I am not going to do this.
You have actually voluntarily decided to be child-free.
Yeah. So that's what we want to know. If you are one of those people, what was your reason? Why have you decided you want to be child-free? I just want some candid honesty. You're welcome to remain anonymous if you want. I know this isn't an easy topic always to talk about.
Yeah.
Maar wat is die rede? Hoekom het jy besluit daaraan? And what are the reactions you get?
Ja, dis wat ek ook wil uitvind. Ek wil uitvind, wat sê mense dan vir julle? Because ons ken al die reacties en wat mense sê as hulle nou uitvind, jy gaan nie, julle het besluit om nie kinders te hê nie.
Ja.
What are people saying to you as well?
Exactly. That's what we want to know from you this afternoon. The WhatsApp line 084-850-0942.
Never Musiek van Katy Perry, this woman's world of the drive with Robin Ross, 25:45. And we're talking about choosing to remain child-free and what your reactions are when people tell you that you're going to change your mind. Of wat hulle vir jou sê.
The WhatsApp line is on fire.
Yeah.
People want to know
Opinies.
About these things. Basically, the email came in from someone who says, I'm a 30-year-old woman. I've been married for 2 years. We are not having any kids ever. We love our nieces, nephews, and our friends' kids, but we're not going to do it. And she says they keep getting questions, you know, but it's the greatest joy you'll ever know. You're too young to know what you want. Who's going to look after you when you're old? And they're like, how can we get people to stop asking these questions? And so we just wanted to know, what is the reaction you've got? How's this? Can we actually start it heavy for a second?
Yeah.
Musa sent us a message. My family used religion as a basis to cut me off because I wasn't interested in starting a family. It has been 20 years now and they will not stop judging me. So we've got no contact. I haven't spoken to my mom in years.
So they are not making contact with you because of kids that don't exist.
Yes.
Make that make sense to me.
Precis. Make it make sense. It doesn't make sense. Musa, I'm so sorry. You know, says, I haven't spoken to my mom in years. There's nothing I can do to stop her from asking me about why I can't just be normal and give her grandchildren. She has 10 of them already and she can't feed them. It's sad.
No, that's crazy.
And I think these are responsible things. Message in, I'm going to leave most of these anonymous.
Yeah.
You know, not having kids, I'm 43, my wife is 41. Our answers normally to the questions, who's going to look after you? Frail care, thank you. Don't you like kids? No, I love them. I've got three in the freezer. You don't know what you're missing. I know what I'm not missing. Sleep, my Phuket holiday with no kids, my money.
Mm. We also got another message in saying, I also don't want any kids. I have nothing against kids. I just prefer my freedom over having kids. My parents accepted my decision early on, but some of my friends don't agree with me. I love the use of the word freedom because having children is a lifestyle choice, according to me. There are certain things that you, for instance, Rob, can do that I can't do.
Because I'm very much on that train.
Mm.
You know, I've never been broody.
Mm.
I don't know what that feels like. I understand that some people have it.
Yeah.
You know, their whole lives. You turn into an adult and you're like, ooh, I can't wait to be a parent. I don't have that thing.
Mm.
It's not in me, you know. I think I'd be an amazing dad if it were to happen one day, but I'm not actively seeking it out. It's not on my 5-year plan. You know what I mean?
Anonymous, as you guys are talking about this, there is a car in front of me with two kids hanging out of the window like dogs, and I just go, gross. This is why.
Wow.
Woo!
People have strong feelings about this. Yeah. Another anonymous. Hi. I'll be honest. I have two children. I love them dearly with my whole heart. But in all honesty, if I knew years ago what now would be like, I wouldn't have had them.
Mm. Devon, children are expensive. Number two, he lists them. We live in a crazy world. Number three, I like my sleep. Then the reactions to his choice to remain child-free is, oh, that's crazy that he doesn't want to have kids. My brother and my friends have children and they are like my children. But aan die einde van die dag, hulle is nie jou kinders nie.
Ja.
Jy kan besluit wanneer jy hulle wil teruggee. And when you've got your own, you don't get to decide when you want to give them back.
Here's another one. As we said, keep these all anonymous this afternoon. It's a personal choice to have kids. It's not like owning a dog. It's money, time, self-growth needed in ways you never knew. But also in this day and age, do you really want to have kids in this era of violence and government and climate change and constant worry? It's so stressful. Also, seeing all the people with kids around me struggling will put you off having to go through it yourself.
Yes, yes, yes. That goes with Ash from Mamelodi West, sent us a message. Kids are expensive and I am still enjoying my life. Die finansiële implikasies van kinders is groot.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
As a non-parent to the parents, do you guys judge us?
No.
Do you judge us for not having kids?
No.
Do you judge us for going, yeah, but I'd rather spend my money?
No.
Do you not think, ugh, what a selfish bunch?
I don't judge people that choose to remain child-free, and I don't ask them why. Because it's not my business.
A lot of messages have also come through from people saying, listen, we medically can't have kids.
Mm.
And that's another reason you shouldn't ask this question.
Right? Mm.
Because you don't want to have someone have to out themselves and go, listen, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
The things are not making, you know, the pots to can.
You never know. Even with like egg retrieval or whatever,
Alice,
if you want to start at the beginning of that IVF process, it's so expensive and it is exhausting on the body.
Can you imagine how awful you would feel if you badgered someone? Mm. Why aren't you having kids? Why aren't you having kids? I had a miscarriage and now I can't.
Mm. Like, don't
be that person.
Yeah. Carla says, the looks my husband and I get when we say we only want one child. I wish people could leave other people's choices.
Mm. It's an interesting conversation. It's quite serious this afternoon. Mm. Lots of people wanting to weigh in. 084-8500-942. We are specifically asking you, if you have decided that you will be child-free for your whole life, why have you made that decision? And what is the reaction you get from people around you? 084-8500-942.
I guess this topic is a little bit of a Blue Monday topic. We're chatting about your decision to remain child-free and other people's reactions to it. En wat hulle vir jou sê en die tipe druk wat hulle op jou sit omdat jy hierdie besluit geneem het.
Elton's Children and Lovers and a bittersweet song, and it's just perfect for this.
Perfection.
Action. Yeah. Choosing to remain child-free. Jacqueline, ek soms jaloers op mense wat nie kinders het nie.
Hand up. Straight. Sometimes when you tell me what you've done on a weekend, I get so jealous.
Nar.
Because you get to choose. I mean, I get to choose what I do with my time as well.
You do.
Soms kan jy net in die kar klim en KZN toe gaan. Kind of freedom you don't have.
Absolutely. It's not the same.
Mm-mm.
You know, another message. Hi, I love my kids. Don't get me wrong or judge me. They're my everything and above. But if I was given a choice, I wouldn't have kids.
Mm.
Your life is theirs. And today to have kids is the most expensive experience. Do you think if it was cheaper, people would be more relaxed about it? I mean, for sure, obviously. It seems like a silly rhetorical question. I mean, if you're a parent already, you're going, yes, Rob, if parenting were cheaper, it would be great.
Yeah.
You know, but if it were cheaper, do you think that's one of the reasons that turns people off?
No, I think the majority of people, and obviously, ek het nou nie gaan studies doen hieroor nie, maar van die mense wat ek ken, wat die besluit gemaak het om nie kinders te hê nie, dit gaan oor hoe kinders jou leefstyl impakteer. And obviously, financially, there's also an factor to look at in terms of lifestyle. But if you've made the choice, a lot of people who've made the choice haven't made it because of a financial thing.
Yeah.
Middag julle. Sjoe, maar ek kan 'n boek skryf oor die rede hoekom ek wil kinders hê nie. Maar ja, ek het nog nooit in my lewe die begeerte gehad om kinders te hê nie. Ek is nou 27 en dis asof ek, hoe ouer ek word, hoe meer redes het ek hoekom ek nie wil kinders hê nie. En also my niks meer frustrerend as iemand my probeer oortuig dat ek my opinie gaan verander. Wat van jy hou jou mond en jy respekteer my keuse, want is my liggaam en my lewe. So ja, dit is nooit 'n gesprek wat goed afgaan nie.
There you go.
Ja, en as iemand 'n besluit geneem het, ons het nie, we don't have a right to question that decision.
And yet we do.
Yeah.
All the time.
Hi, Robin Roz. Really interesting topic you have going today. I am a mom to a beautiful little boy. I 100% agree with one of the earlier comments that if I had known earlier what it was like, I would rather have stayed child-free. Especially now as a single mother, it comes along with a whole bunch of other complications, and I can't go travel, I can't do the things that I would have been able to do if I wasn't a mom. That being said, I am very grateful for the son that I do have, and I love him to bits, wouldn't give it up for the world. But if I had known, then yeah, I would have made other choices.
I mean, that's a thing.
Yeah, that is a thing. And being able to say that is a power in itself. Like, you know what? I love my life as it is, but if I had known, things would have been different. Celeste says she's got a friend who's 45, never been married, and decided that kids are not on the cards for her. She loves my two kids and they love her back. She spoils them. Her decision is right, and I am in no position to judge that. Alicia also came through and said, it's about the fact that you have the responsibility for another human being, and it's not the money.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I feel like that's a serious issue here.
Belinda's got the right idea. I'm 54. I've never wanted children. When people ask me why, I tell them I'm allergic.
Allergic. Come on, Belinda.
Ek is allergies vir kids.
I love this. The WhatsApp line is actually very considered today as well. Mm. You know, I haven't had anyone come through and go, oh, people who don't want kids are selfish, stupid heads.
Mm. You know? They're going to regret it when they're old. Who's going to look after you? Like that other message we got through, the frail care.
Yeah.
And also the other thing as well, I mean, you can't have kids because you want someone to look after you. What if your kids hate you? What if your kids move out? Like, it's not a guarantee that I'm going to have people take care of me. I mean, people, especially now, they emigrate and move out.
Mm. There was one brutally honest message here that said her main reason for not wanting to have kids is she doesn't want to pass on her genetics to another human being.
Wow.
Now, can you imagine?
That's traumatic.
The kind of self-insight you need into that.
Mm.
I mean, if you, I don't know, suffer miserably with depression or if you're just not having a good time in life and you know what the reasons are and you know that someone else will have this as well, it's a very selfless thing to decide.
Yeah, absoluut.
Dis 'n moeilike ding, man.
Absoluut, want jy sukkel so in elk geval alleen. Like, why do I want to bring someone else into this struggle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, life is difficult.
So hard.
And we're all going through things.
Mm.
I think that's the common thing. But I love how the WhatsApp line has come together and say, listen, we must just respect people's choices.
Mm.
We mustn't dig into each other's business and just be like, cool, that's it, go ahead.
That's it.
Yeah. 084-8500-942 if you want to have your say this afternoon.
I'm not going to ask you as soon as you and Leah are married. I'll be like, Rob, I'm going to come again.
When's the drive show, baby?
Yay!
Khatai stu.